for the privilege. I don't know if that's... Thank the Lord for the privilege tonight of being in the Lord's house. And I thank the Lord for the good singing tonight.
Amen.
And I appreciate the Lord's presence. Amen. What we can feel in our heart. And we've heard a lot about the Lord tonight.
Amen.
And I think we should. When we gather in the house of the Lord, it ought to be about Him.
Amen.
And, I thank the Lord that it's that way in this place tonight. And God's been good to us. He's faithful to us.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things I don't understand. And we all try to figure things out, you know. And try to figure out what's going on, why it's happening. A lot of things we'll never understand.
Right.
But we can take comfort and courage tonight, knowing that God is faithful.
Amen.
He never makes a mistake. Never does nothing wrong.
Praise
everything
Lord.
That he does, he's faithful.
Yeah.
And he's just God.
Yeah,
and he does a good job at being God.
Yeah,
and I believe it's the book of Isaiah. He said that he's God, and besides him, there is none else. I believe that's right.
Yeah,
sure is good to us. Glad I'm saved, born again. And let's open our Bibles. I feel like this is where the Lord wants me to be at this evening. John chapter number 5. John chapter 5. I'm going to start reading in verse number 1. I'm going to read about 9 verses here. First 9 verses of John chapter number 5. And I hope you'll pay attention. I'm going to try to do my best. I don't want to do anything that the Lord don't want me. I want to be very, very careful because we need the Lord's help. Brother Matt said, and he said, and done a wonderful job, we need help from the Lord. And we have to have God's help. If we don't have his help, we're in trouble because I make a mess out of everything I do. I'll not do no good if the Lord don't help me. I'll make a mess. So I want you to pray. I want you to pay attention to the Word of God. The Lord speaks to your heart and He helps you, and you feel like you need to move, and you just move.
Right.
If you don't know the Lord and He speaks to your heart and it's the Lord speaking to you, you do exactly what He says to do. And you will not, you'll never ever be sorry. You'll just obey the Lord and move toward Him.
Right.
I guarantee you,
it'll
be the best thing ever. Take place in your heart and your life, all right?
Yes,
John chapter number 5, verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
Yep.
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. While I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Verse number 8, Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. You can be seated this evening. Verse number 7, the Bible said, The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. I want to preach here tonight what the Bible mentions here, this impotent man. He said, sir, I have no man.
Go ahead.
I want to preach this tonight. The Lord will help us. I want to preach on Jesus can when no man can. He surely can when nobody else can. In our scripture tonight, and it's been read and preached about and mentioned so many times, but our scripture tonight deals with a man that is in a place to receive some help, in a place to get him some help, but he's not able to do it on his own. Sounds pretty familiar to me. Now we have in the passage of scripture, the Bible tells us there was a feast that was going on. All the Jews had gathered in to Jerusalem for the feast. And the Bible said, just so happens in this place in Jerusalem, there's a sheep market and a pool. There's a place called Bethesda. There's a great multitude of people that's gathered in this place. Now some of them's at the feast. Could be the feast of the Passover, maybe the feast of Pentecost, or the feast of the Tabernacles. Some of them have the ability to go to the feast. Then there's some of them don't have the ability to get down to the tabernacle, so they go down to this pool, this place that's called Bethesda. Now, the name of this place, Bethesda, is the House of Mercy. Mercy, thank God for mercy. Mercy is God withholding from us what we rightly deserve. It's a place of mercy. And at this pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem, it's a place of mercy. And they're on five porches, which it's been sung about all night tonight. Our Bible declares it, and we have experienced it. Better say, it's the grace of God. So we're at the house of mercy, at the porch of grace, at the pool of a miracle, and they're waiting on something to take place in their life. I want you to notice this. This is a place where everybody that's there, if there is a multitude of miserable people. The Bible said they was some that was blind. They was some impotent people there. They was some that was waiting for the moving of that water. They was some there, the Bible tells us, that they were halt. They was some that was withered. Now those that are blind, they're just wandering in the darkness. Those that are withered, at once they had strength. They had ability, but it's gone, it's withered. It's been withdrawn from them. But I noticed this about those that was halt. That's an interesting term, those that was halt. And if we study that word through the Bible, it'll take us to 1 Kings when Elijah was praying down the fire out of the glory world. And the Bible said they was halting between two opinions. What that means is they was here, and then they was over there. And then all of a sudden, they was back over here. Then next thing you know, they was on the other side. Amen. Those people, it's a sign of weakness. And they was some wondering. They was some waiting. They was some that was weak. And they was some that just really needed a touch from God. It's a bunch of miserable people. But they're in a good place. The mercy of God is available. And the grace of God is available. And they're there in this place. It's also very interesting to notice this about the verse of Scripture. This great verse of Scripture and this great miracle takes place on the Sabbath day. There's seven miracles in the gospel that God performed, the Lord performed on the Sabbath day. And every time he did it, somebody got aggravated.
Every time he touched or he done a work or he done something that was good, they got aggravated. It's on the Sabbath day. You're not supposed to be doing no work. You're not supposed. And them Jews and the religious leaders, they knew what you're supposed to do. They knew what you wasn't supposed to do. They knew all of that. And it was on the Sabbath day. Very interesting to notice that. Amen. Hey, a Sabbath day miracle. You know what the Bible tells us about that? It said in the scripture that God made the Sabbath for man, and man was not made for the Sabbath. And Jesus knew that it's right to do good on the Sabbath day. That's what he's doing. I'm amazed Jesus did not go down to the Feast of the Tabernacle or the Pentecost or the Passover. He passed right by that temple and went to that pool. That's amazing to me. You know why? Because they didn't want him down there in the tabernacle. But those people that was withered, they wanted Jesus. Those people that I was wondering, they wanted Jesus. Those people that was halting back and forth and was weak, they wanted to get down to that pool so they could get a miracle and a great move of God. I also noticed this, that an angel came down from heaven and got in that water. Now that's what the Bible tells us, that there was an angel come down. He's coming down from heaven and he gets down in that water. Now what? Watch us now. We've got Jesus that's there. We got the law that's there. And the religious people that's there. And we've got an angel that's there. Amen. And they're getting in this water as soon as the water is stirred and the water is troubled, they'd get down in that water. I might say tonight that it was probably like this. All of a sudden when the angel left the glory world and he said, I'm headed to the pool, and I'm out the time he got down in the water, and however it took place, but the water was troubled. That means it was stirred, it was moved. It was almost like everybody that was laying there would do their best to get down into that water, only one at a time. The first person in was healed of whatever disease they had. It took the first person to get into the water. But I want you to notice now, Jesus is there, and he's so much better than the angels. He's so much better than the Sabbath. He's so much better than the... Matter of fact, he is the temple. He is the reason that there is a Sabbath. And he's the reason that there are even angels. Amen. That's why Paul said in Hebrews, he said, unto which did God say at any time, amen, sit thou here. He didn't do that. But unto the Son, he said, sit right here. Amen. He hath obtained a more excellent name than any of those angels, because they was a created being, but Jesus was the very Son of the living God. Amen. Oh, he's better than all that. And so we get down to the passage where the Bible explains to us that something's fixing to take place. And Jesus, he don't go to every one of them, but he chooses to go to one man. And this man had been laying there for 38 years. His name is not mentioned, but his age is mentioned. And he's 38 years old. And matter of fact, he's even older than the Lord. But that don't matter, amen. Amen. He's 38 years old. He's always been in this condition and been in this shape. And he's laying at the pool and he'd like to get in. Yeah, there ain't no doubt about it. It's untelling how many people that he's seen come back up. And boy, there's a shout in the victory. I have been healed. And he probably looked at him and said, I sure would like that. Boy, I'd like that. I would love to be just exactly like they are. if I could do anything in this life, I'd love to get down into that water. And all of this, all of the time, he don't understand it. But Jesus is on his way. He's walking by. I might say it like this tonight. We're at Amazing Grace Baptist Church, and we're gathered in this place. Do you understand what an honor and what a privilege that it really is to be sitting in this place, that the Holy Ghost might walk by your pew and walk by your aisle and say, tonight, it's your night. You say, I can't, but Jesus can when nobody else can. Amen. Amen. Well, he's been there for 38 years, his age, and Jesus gets close to him, and he talks to the Lord, and the Lord first of all asked him a question. He said, wilt thou be made whole? And he's wholehearted. I mean, he's serious and he's honest, and he looks at the Lord and he explains to him. He said, sir, I like that right there. About 11 times in the gospel, somebody referred to Jesus as a sir. They said, sir, why would they call somebody sir? You know why? Because it's an act and it's an attitude of respect. Amen. And Jesus was authority. And when he spoke to him and said, wilt thou be made whole? He immediately said, sir, he knew there's something about him. I'm going to tell you, he knew there's something about him. And you know it tonight too. You know there's something about. It's not just religion. It's not just a bunch of people out that gather in the church that are weak-minded, but there's something to this stuff. I mean, it really is real. Hallelujah. And he looked at him and he said, sir, I have no man to take me down to the pool. I've tried before, but they keep beating me down there, and I can't get in. I'm not able to get in. I would love to get in, but I just can't seem to make it to the pool before somebody else gets in. I have nobody will help me, and nobody will touch me. I don't know what to do. Amen. Oh, but he don't even understand. Brother Delmer, he don't even know what's taking place in his life. He's standing, he's laying at this pool, and he's at the place of mercy on the porch of grace. But the blessed Son of God has decided through his wisdom and his mercy. Let me just stop right there. I want to tell you, thank God, I'm glad he got me to the place where I could hear the gospel. I'm glad he saved me the night that he saved me. He didn't have to do that. Oh, he could have went to anybody that he wanted to go to, but I'm glad he came where I was. I'm glad he came by right where I was, and he knew about me. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord that he comes where we are. Well, he comes to this man, the conversation starts, and he explains to him, sir, I don't have nobody to put me in. But the question was not, would you like to go to the pool? But the question was this, wilt thou be made whole? Would you like to be made whole? That's the question. And his response, yes, I'd like to, but nobody can help me. But he don't even know. He don't even understand. Amen. Oh, I feel it real good right now. I mean, it's him right in front of him. But he just don't understand. We're talking about Jesus, the Son of God. He's right there in his view. And he don't even know it. He don't understand it. But he's right speaking to him. And he's talking to him immediately. He does not understand what's taking place. He don't know what's going on, amen, in his life. But it is the Lord. And the Lord has came. I noticed the Bible said he saw him in his condition. He spoke to him in his condition. Amen. Amen. He saw him in his condition. And he knew what condition he was in. Amen. He's the only man that can help him. And now this man understands something may be going on here. And something's taking place. But I can't get in the pool. And Jesus said, I'll help you. That's what he's saying. I can touch you. I can help you. And then he has to be obedient. You notice what the Bible said? This was the command that was given to the impotent man. He said, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. You know what he could have done? Brother Delmer, he could have laid right there like a lot of people do. He could have wallowed in that misery and stayed in that sin and stayed right where he was and left and went back home and went back the next day and went back the next day and went back home and went back. He could have done that for 10 more years. But now he's received a command. He has received a call from the Lord. Rise! Rise! And he has to be obedient to what the Lord told him to do.
Right.
He said, rise.
Yep.
Amen. I understand that. Amen. He's telling him, say, get up. Amen. That takes faith.
Yep.
Now, this man, I don't know, but I've got a mind to believe he's never done that before.
Yep.
He's been laying on that bed his whole life. And he's probably been carried down there by family or maybe his neighbors or however he got down there. But he's never walked before. He just laying there. And he looks up and Jesus said, rise. Rise. What he's telling him is get up.
Yep.
You know what that man done? He had faith to believe that what the Lord said, that he could grasp, that he could believe, that he put his faith, that he put his trust in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And as soon as Jesus said, rise, he said, I believe I'll do it. And
yeah.
He got up.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
he got right up. He got up off that bed. Amen. Oh, you got to leave where you're at now. Listen to me now. God don't save anybody and leave them where they are. Everybody that he saves, he changes and puts them on a new road. Hallelujah. Amen. Rise. That's what he told him. Get up. Amen. And he told him, take up your bed. Amen. And walk. Get on out of here. Just go ahead and leave. Get on out. Amen. Well, I feel very impressed to say this. I may have to stop right here just for a second. But I feel very impressed to ask and to mention this. Do you know that the Lord has spoke to your heart in salvation? Has God ever spoke to you? And has the power of God ever came where you was and said, I'm looking for you. I want to save you. You need to listen to me. I'm talking to you. That man knew something was going on in his life. Have you ever had that to happen? Amen. Where you know the Lord was speaking to your heart and that you obeyed the call and that you got saved. Boy, you better know that tonight. Amen. God's got me right here for a reason. And I feel his presence and I'm going to be obedient. I'll tell you something, that's the most important thing. You better make sure. Them old timers used to say it a lot. Make your call and an election sure. You better be, if you ain't sure of nothing else, you better know. You better know that you've been born again. Amen. Hell is way too hot and judgment's way too severe for you not to know that you've got a relationship with God. You better know that you've been born again. Amen. Rise, take up your bed. That man, the Bible said, immediately. That's pretty impressive, ain't it? Amen. It don't take God long. Now, I've seen sinners pray. I've seen sinners pray. And you've seen sinners pray. And maybe they'd go to the mourner's bench 4 or 5 times or more and pray because they're trying to get saved. I'll tell you, when they finally believe, it's never a failure on God's part. It's always on our part. Amen. And I've seen them weep and I've seen them cry. I've seen them beg God. And I believe they wholeheartedly meant it. And then I've seen some come. I've even seen them not cry. That's pretty weird, ain't it? Going to Baptist church, you got to cry if you get born again. You know how that works. I've seen them come and not even cry. And get down at the mortars and get back up and say, I got saved. And I'd say, no, they didn't. Ain't no way. Amen. But I've talked to the pastor about 5 years later. He said, one of the best church members I got. They pay their tithes. They come to church. You can't beat them away with a ball bat. Amen. Is everybody listening to what I'm saying? Oh, glory to God. I'm going to tell you, you listen, it don't take God long if you'll put your faith and put your trust in him. It don't take God long to do the work. And immediately he got up. picked up his bed and took off a walking. That's amazing to me. I understand rise because God don't want him to stay where he's at. I understand walk and just make sure that that man understands I got power now. I can do it. That bed thing gets me, don't you? That's a weird thing to me. How come he didn't need that bed no more? Man, and I know what he done. I don't know if he rolled it up, put it on his back. I got my imagination, but I don't know. But I know the first place he went right down there at the temple.
Amen.
Went right down there and with all them religious people and all those folks are having their ceremony and saying we're worshiping God. That man walked right down the main aisle and said, glory, glory. That man, they said, wait a second. Wait a second. You're that impotent man. Not no more, I'm not. Amen. Kicked out his leg, said it's working pretty good. Raised his arm, said that's working pretty good. I kicked out that. They said, what? What happened? He said, I don't know. Who done that to you? I don't know that either. All I know is he told me to get up. They said, wait a second, it's a Sabbath day. It's a Sabbath. You ain't supposed to walk on the Sabbath. He said, I'm a walking everywhere I go. Yeah, man, you couldn't have stopped him. There ain't no way you could have stopped him. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, man, there he is again. Yeah, man. Oh, there he is again. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. You couldn't have stopped him. Ain't no way. You know why? Because he had never done that before. Amen. But I remember them days, don't you? That when the singing sounded good and the preaching sounded better because I never listened before. I remember them days. That man's a running down through that temple. Amen. Who done this? I don't know. Well, you better find out, buddy. He's fixing to be stoned. They can't do that. Amen. And Jesus conveyed himself. The Bible said he left. And then he goes down to the temple in that tabernacle. And he has a conversation with this man. Amen. He has a conversation with him. And the scripture said, as Jesus is talking to this man, you know what the Bible said he told him? He told him not to sin no more. Lest a worse thing come upon thee. And that man went right back to them leaders. He said, it's Jesus. It was Jesus. It was him. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. It was Jesus that healed me. I have no man. He can. Amen. I'll tell you, you may be at the end of your road tonight. You may be all the way down to bottom. And you say, there ain't no way. There ain't no way. There ain't no way that he can do anything for me. I'll tell you he can when nobody else can. Amen. He can save every sinner that comes unto him. Amen. You know what this man had this bed? It was a lifelong testimony that he wasn't what he used to be. Amen. It was a testimony to the community that he was not what he used to be. Amen. Jesus can when no man can. I don't know why, but I believe the Holy Ghost told me to quit preaching right there. He can when no man can. If the Lord is speaking to your heart and God has passed by your way, listen to me. Please, and not just me, but listen what I'm saying. Listen to the Lord. Hear me and hear me real well. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, you need to get saved while you can.
Yeah. Right, preacher.
While he's coming right by your way, while he's coming right where you're sitting and speaking to your heart, you need to move toward him right now. Amen. It is real tonight, folks. Amen. I don't know if there's nothing greater in this life than being saved and knowing the Lord. Amen. I wouldn't want to sit in the church and hear the preaching and hear the singing and see the Christians and the saints of God and be around the worship and just be on the outside and not have what I needed. Would you? I mean, you can walk too. You can get up too. He'll save you. I believe he will. I'm through. Everybody stand. Go ahead, brother.